Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Becky Jaskowiak, who is the co-director of the Seedlings Theater Company. And Becky, you've been here many times under other guises, and welcome back.
I have. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very, very guiseful, I guess one could say. That's not a word, but that's okay. Is Seedlings a new endeavor for you?
Seedlings Theater Company is just 4 years old, and I have been with Seedlings from the beginning. This is our third time directing a show directly with Seedlings Theater Company.
And where is it located?
So the theater company is based out of Valpo. We don't have a facility, so we rove the streets and find places to go. And in the time of pandemic, parks make a lot of sense. So we'll be in many parks this summer.
I see. Well, and so do you have a full season of shows planned, or are doing it one thing at one project at a time?
Right now, we have only announced our summer show, which is Treasure Island, this summer. Great, fun family show. In the fall, we will be announcing a full season now that it feels pretty safe to reopen and be able to actually announce a full season.
We had
just announced a full season like 3 days before the pandemic closures.
Wow. Well, yeah, and I think it's wise to be cautious because we don't know what's
exactly.
What.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this is Treasure Island. This is the Robert Louis Stevenson Treasure Island.
It is. Based on Robert Louis Stevenson. It is a family musical. It's all kids under the age of 14 performing. And it's a short, 45, 50 minutes. So great, easy access for families.
Yeah, no intermission, I take it.
Exactly.
So, this is going to be performed, but we should say July 22nd through 31st. And you're going to be in which park?
So we're going to be at Munster Centennial Park on the 22nd. We're going to be at Indiana Dunes State Park on the 29th and at Bulldog Park in Crown Point on the 31st.
So you have actually, between the 22nd and 31st, you have three performances.
We do.
Okay. And I'm sure you have a website where people can go and get the specific
SeedlingsTheater.org.
Very
correct.
Good.
Yeah. Or our Facebook page.
And you can get tickets, I'm sure, from your website as well.
They are, all of our performances are free and by donation. So you can just come and bring the family, bring your lawn chairs, and enjoy the show. Certainly, we would appreciate any donation you would like to make to help support the theater, especially as we come back from the pandemic. We also have a little merchandise table where you can get all that fun piratey Treasure Island stuff. And we'll also have some books of different age levels of the actual story. So we want to promote reading through the summer as well.
This is an all-volunteer organization, right?
It is an all-volunteer, yes.
And you have previously, you were the director of the Northwest Indiana Excellence in Theater Foundation.
I am. I am still the president. Yes.
Oh my gosh, you do have, you are, I'll,
I,
you are guysful.
I have lots of hats.
why don't we just give that a plug? And when are you going to do your awards this next time?
October 23rd of this fall, we will be at the Porter County Expo Center and do two seasons worth of awards since we weren't able to have our ceremony last year, and since so many shows didn't exist, we're combining two seasons together.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that was going to be my next question since I was asleep for a year. I don't remember if you did the awards last year or not. Well, that's good.
Not.
Well, you're a real ambassador for theater in Northwest Indiana.
You do a
great thing for the community and community theater.
Thank you, and I appreciate you and all your promotion as well.
Well, thank you. What how many kids are in your cast for this show?
We have 15 kids, and it's really fun for us because so many brothers and sisters are getting to perform together. So we actually only have 9 families involved, but 15 different kids. So
That's great. Seedlings Theater Company, Treasure Island, and you can go to their website and find out more. Becky, thank you for being here to tell us about
the
show.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.